As you would have heard in our news, drugs worth over €15,000 have been seized in Kerry in the past week. This is part of Operation Tara, the National Garda anti-drugs operation. Gardaí and the Kerry Divisional Drugs Unit conducted a number of searches in the county. Heroin, cocaine and cannabis were seized in an operation targeting local street dealers in towns and villages across the county. And the operation led to the detection of two cannabis grow houses, resulting in the detection of approximately €15,000 worth of controlled drugs. And Gardaí also targeted the proceeds of street dealers, resulting in the seizure of substantial sums of cash, scooters and vehicles as well. And that story, I suppose, underlines the story of the increase in availability of illegal drugs on our streets in our towns and villages. And along with some of the high-profile seizures of particularly cocaine coming into this, and what you've been telling us out there about the free availability of cocaine, it underlines the trouble and the problems, and what we're hearing from our addiction services as well, the increased number of people looking for help. And my next guests have been two people who've been down that road of being addicted to drugs, but have come through it, and will be speaking and telling their story at the Listowel Christian Fellowship Church on Sunday. It's a Bible-based community in North Kerry. Olivia and David Amato. And David, if I can talk to you first about this. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us. And welcome to Ireland. Hello. By the way. You're holidaying here from New Hampshire, I understand.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
Listen, can you tell me your story, first of all? What kind of drugs were you addicted to, and when did it all happen? And I suppose, how did you come through it?
Well, it's a blessing to be here and talking to you in lovely Ireland. It's a shame to hear that things that you're coming across these problems like we do in America. Mostly, I'd say that the problem started in high school when I was young and naive and open to, you know, trying new things and kind of dealing with peer pressure. And going down that road, you kind of try things that you wouldn't have thought you would. So you kind of end up in a place you wouldn't like to be. And it starts with like pot and cannabis and things like that, and drinking. So kind of leads down that road. It progresses from there.
Yeah. Yeah, from there on to harder drugs.
Yes, sir. And you try like pills or something like that, and it can happen very fast. I'd like to make that clear. Trying opiates, you can end up addicted pretty fast and in a place you don't want to be.
Yeah. What was the worst? Was it methamphetamine, or was it the opioid situation you got into in the end?
It was opiates, yeah.
Can you underline for me, David, I suppose, for people who aren't aware, we have become aware of it here through various different documentaries and programs, the scale of the opioid epidemic in the United States?
It's obscene. It's getting worse. I'd say it hasn't gotten much better. All we can do is pray and hope that people can, you know, decide not to try it. You just can't try it at all because it's so addicting. Not even fentanyl, you're risking your life in trying it once. People are seeing fentanyl in drugs that they wouldn't expect, like even cannabis and cocaine, and it's poison. It's nothing to play with.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. And I know that there's been a huge number of overdose deaths as well.
And I've lost friends and family.
Yeah, they're incredibly unlike. And we talked here, and we were talking about that seizure of heroin, cocaine. When it comes to fentanyl and opioids, the power of them is kind of unlike anything that we've ever seen before. The strength
exactly.
of them, the addictive nature of them.
Yeah, they're very addictive, and if you live to be addicted, you won't live for long. I'd like to implement how dangerous it is to just even try it, because people die on their first go.
Yeah. absolutely shocking. If Olivia is there, if I could talk to her for a moment as well, please,
sir.
David. Yeah. Olivia, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Listen, tell me a bit of your own story.
I was also addicted to fentanyl and opiates from a very young age. And there just came a moment, you know, it was probably about 8 years that I was addicted to opiates. And there just came a time in my life where I was tired and exhausted and I knew that I needed to surrender. And so just needed to ask for help. I think there's a lot of shame for people to ask for help. Nobody wants to do that, but I think it's really important that you just surrender to it and just ask for help, because there's people that love you and want you to get better.
Yeah.
And then I went through treatment a couple different times. It doesn't always happen the first go around. I went to treatment a couple times, and finally, through like the glory of God, I was able to stay sober. And there has just been so many people through my journey that were praying for us. And I know the same for David, especially the church that we're going to be speaking at on Sunday. All of those people prayed for David for years. And there's a lot of power behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, made a real difference in your cases. And Olivia, when you're going through it, when you're in the throes of addiction, you know, there isn't really much anyone can do for you. Is it your family? You know, if it is that bad, you know what I'm trying
to say.
That's very
true.
Of trying to help.
Yeah, that's very true. We were talking about that recently. Actually, it's you have to be ready. Nobody's going to be able to force anybody to get sober and to get well. Like, you have to be ready on your own, and you have to be convicted on your own, because the drug is just so strong. You're stuck in this mindset of just selfishness. Like, you don't care what anybody else thinks. You don't care what happens. You just lose all hope.
Emotions.
So that's why it's important that other people just love the addict, I would say.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Be patient with them and love them through it, with boundaries, of course, because I know it's hard. We still have family members who are still addicted, and, you know, you just have to give them loving boundaries. That's all.
Yeah. Olivia, one of the shocking things for here, observing all of this and observing the rise of these super powerful painkillers, if I can call them that, on one level, that there was a lot of people got addicted through over-the-counter medicine when regulation was changed. That this actually came through. This came through pharmacies, and it's just caused untold devastation to large parts of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was the OxyContin at first, and then then Percocets, and that's kind of how David and I started as well. But then they become more expensive, and the fentanyl becomes and the heroin becomes more readily available. And cheaper,
more inexpensive. Yeah.
So people end up switching to that because it's stronger. So
I used to say I would never do heroin, and then it came to the point where it was all I could afford to supplement my habit.
But the fact is true that it definitely started with over the counter prescription drugs.
Yeah, yeah, that is frightening, and I know that there's been cases and there's been prosecutions, but It's just so many people got caught and are still caught in the aftermath of all of that serious lapse in control and regulation that just destroyed families, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fentanyl in the States is just so easy to find. It's very sad. It's everywhere. Doesn't matter where you live. You're unfortunately not safe.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of different stories on how people end up in addiction. Some people end up through an injury that they get addicted to the painkillers that they're prescribed by the doctor. And
other people like us just try it.
Just for fun. And
Yeah. And can I ask you both, like Olivia, I'll ask you first and then David, what do you say, what's your message for family members of people who are addicted to drugs in Kerry today, who are in the throes of it, and like you said, are not listening and are lost at the moment? What would you say to those people to give them some hope that maybe hopefully they'll make it through?
Honestly, we love the Lord, and I would just say that you need to pray for them. And like I said before, just don't give up on them, because there is hope. There's always hope. just love them through the process. It's okay to hold boundaries. It's okay to lean on others for support. But just the power of prayer cannot go unsaid.
Yeah, through God and prayer, all things are possible. And to find a relationship with God, seek help. And
just don't be ashamed to ask for help for those who are struggling. There's people that love you, and there's people that want you well, and there's people that want you back again.
Yeah, yeah. Never too late to reach out a hand, no matter what's happened in the past.
Yeah, right. No matter your situation, everyone's different.
The Lord will take your shame.
Okay, well, listen, I want to thank both of you for talking so honestly and so well about what you went through and what got you through it. I know you're going to be speaking at the Listowel Christian Fellowship on Sunday, I think. Is it at 11 a.m.? Yep. I think is the time.
Yes.
That's
yep.
going to be at the Listowel Christian Fellowship that's in Shrone West in Listowel. So, Olivia and David, thanks so much for talking to me in the program this morning.
Thank you very much.
Event on Sunday.
Thank you.